Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Carlos?
No, this is Harris.
Oh, this is Harris. I'm sorry, Harris.
So no, Harris. Harris.
Harris.
C-A-R-A-S.
I apologize, Harris. My bad. I saw Carlos. I apologize.
That's okay.
Harris, my name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Flash. How you doing this Tuesday?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, it's just PCP.
All right. Now, just to verify your company, it's a top down tree service out of Rockledge. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I do most of my work in Melbourne.
Okay, got it. Do most of it in Melbourne. All right, and I ran a scan on your company. I see you have the Google My Business page now, which is good. Looks like you have a website attached to it. So let me pull that up. Okay, good-looking website. Yelp listing, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Well, I made the stupid mistake of I actually have three other advertising companies that are up, like 411, GoSite, and Stay Listed, which was a really stupid on my part. I had no idea what optimization does, and when Google sees more than one business, it recognizes it as not legit. So I really fucked myself by hiring more than one company, and I tried telling that to the gentleman that's listening over to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you only need a one search engine optimization company. You're absolutely correct. If you have multiple, it could really hurt your ranking. So what you're going to want to do
is... Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing.
Whichever one you like the best, you're going to want to stay with them and cancel the other ones. Now, let me ask you this. Are you even willing to switch service providers at this time?
I mean, listen, I have tried to tell the 411 people all the time that I don't want them anymore, but I've been with them the longest, and I do get calls from them. But I know that they're a black hat SEO because that's what I was told. And they make me pay for my business. Each area, they make me pay a separate fee, and then they upcharge me $25, and I've been with them for 4 years. Like, that's fucking crazy. But they do not take no for an answer. Like, they're the worst. They're worse than a car salesman.
Wow. That's terrible.
It sucks. And I'm afraid to let them go because I do get calls from them, but I don't like the way that they do shit. It's fucked up. It is niggerish. I don't like it.
Right. So what about...
But I don't want
to... Stay Listed. Are you going to cancel them? Or?
You know what? Okay. Last time I tried to cancel a ghost site, they told me, but you're first on in Google when you in Melbourne. And then they dropped the price. It was like two something, and they dropped me $100 so that I would stay with them. So it's like I can't win. And Stay Listed, I just kind of joined up with them like a month ago, and I haven't seen shit from them.
Okay.
And they're my website, and it sucks.
All right. So I want to just give you some advice to help you, okay? Just look,
yes.
Pick one SEO company. I don't even care if it's us, right? Just pick one SEO company and roll with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cancel the other ones. Don't take no for an answer. Just tell them, hey, I want to cancel, or I'm going to call my bank and cancel it that way. And they'll cancel you right away, you know. But you only need one SEO company because you got some good stuff out there. But the problem is you have multiple GMB pages. What's happening is, like, GoSite, Stay Listed, 411 Local, they all have their own methods of optimizing you. So the discrepancies in the keywords and the listings is gonna hurt your ranking overall, right? So you gotta.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. And unfortunately, I mean, the situation you were in, you probably didn't know anything about SEO. You were just trying.
No,
to
I didn't.
Things, you know, so
uh-huh.
They should have told you that when they signed you up. You know, if I have any client come over to me that's working with somebody, that's the first thing I tell them. Look, you don't need two companies. Are you willing to switch service providers today? If not, you know, I wish them good luck with the company they're using. So what you need to figure out is who am I going to use? If you're going to roll with them and cancel the other ones. And just don't take no for an answer, you know? Now, it's probably going to take some time out of your day because now you got to call two different companies and go through the merry-go-round where they're trying to save you and yada, yada, yada. Just tell them, look, I want to cancel. If you don't cancel me, I'm going to call my bank. And none of them want, like, a chargeback, right? So they should cancel you for sure. Uh-huh. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime that I can answer?
I just wanted to know, are you local or in Florida?
No. We use a voiceover internet number that reroutes our number to a local number. We're in Costa Mesa, California. Uh-huh. So we're on the other side of the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. And what was the name of it? Splash?
We're local splash. Local splash.
Local splash. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you guys offer for...
So what we do here is search engine optimization and marketing. So we target you on the first page of Google for 15 keyword phrases in 2 spotlight positions. So you're already familiar with what a keyword is, right? I'm assuming?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you were 3 different companies. So the first position you'll be listed on is at the top of the page within the first 4 in the Google advertising section. You're going to have a little green ad next to your name there. The second position is listed right below that in the Google Maps section. Now, here's one of the benefits. You don't have to pay for multiple locations. Because we're doing Google Ads, we could target the specific zip codes you want to do using just 1 listing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be, I thought.
Right. That's how it is, really. But 411 Local, they don't do Google Ads. They just do the organic listing. So for them to target you in the map listing, they're going to have to do multiple listings to be able to get you outside of just your local area, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We do include a custom Google-compliant website. On our websites, we showcase, like, your photos, write a nice description, attach your reviews. Plus, you have payment integration on there. So your clients can pay you directly through the website using any type of credit card, PayPal, or Venmo. And it's integrated in your site. Yeah.
So do you guys like how GoSite, they have their own app where I can send out links to customers to put up reviews, and you can like check all your statistics, your stats on there.
We have that as well?
So
we have a tracking and reporting system. Right now, you have to go through it through your browser. But we're in the middle of creating an app because a lot of our clients requested it. It's supposed to launch in November. So we're getting towards the end of November. So that should be coming through any time. But, yes, we have that. So from your tracking system, you're able to request reviews. You're able to add and delete photos. And you can add promotions. The benefit to that is when you add a promotion or a photo, it automatically posts to Google, Facebook, and your website. It's really easy to use.
Okay.
And then we show you all your traction on your keywords, like how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're getting daily, weekly, and monthly.
Okay.
Okay.
So what would the price be?
The best rate I could get you into is at $249 a month.
Okay. That's a little high. That's what it would be every month?
That's what it would be every month. It's a set flat rate. You don't pay lead fees, click fees, call fees. There's no surprise charges.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, got you. All right, well, let me check out your reviews and all that stuff, and I'll get back to you. I mean, thank you very much for letting me know, I already knew what the issue is, but I just didn't know how to go about fixing it.
Yeah, just call, just don't take it for an answer. Cancel. If you decide to go with us, I recommend get rid of the other 3 before you do that. I'm going to send you an email right now with the full outline to our program so you have it. It's a topdowntreeservice at gmail.com. Is that the right email?
Topdowntreeservice@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I just copy and pasted it. So I said it wrong when I had it right. I apologize. I'm also going to send you a text with my direct line and extension. If you have any questions or these guys are giving you any trouble or anything at all, feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm sorry that happened to you. Before the other guys signed you up, they really should have let you know, you know? So I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, I know. I just got your email. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day, Ferris. Pleasure speaking with you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.